Good morning, and welcome to First Congregational Church here in Westfield. No matter who you are or where you are in life's journey, please know that you are most welcome here. We do have a number of announcements this morning, and I think I have all of them. For those of you who did not hear, we do have some sad news that Bob Sayer passed away during the week. Bob and his attendants, if you were his healthcare workers, sat right over there, so you'd see Bob there. And Bob's health has been failing for a while, but his thing was he wanted to come to church. And when I went to see him, he was pretty with it. He wanted to know what was happening with that old town hall building. He wanted to know all these things. So while we're sad and we will miss him, we rejoice that he has gone to his eternal reward and lives with God at this point. If you look around the church, you'd think we're going to have Christmas tomorrow. So what we'd like to do after church today is take the decorations down. After church today, we're going to take the decorations down. Tom Lorenzen is the king of this operation. That doesn't mean that Tom Lorenzen does it. He's going to tell you what to do with everything, and we're going to do it. Do we get to go to coffee hour first, or are we supposed to stay here? You can go to, you have 5 minutes. 5 minutes in coffee hour. So we appreciate that. Yesterday, we had the celebration of life for Rick Hawk. And let me tell you, from Alan and Mark, to the heroic efforts of Cindy LaPlante, putting all of that together for us, and for Bob and Tom, Doug, anybody who helped usher or to greet people, to get things ready, thank you. It was heroic and it was wonderful. And for all who showed up, thank you. Thank you. January 22nd, a week from tomorrow, we will embark on a new adventure in partnership with the Westfield Food Pantry, because starting on Monday the 22nd and every Monday thereafter until the end of April, did you follow all that? We are going to host a luncheon for those who are in need. Do we have to cook the food? No. We are merely here to host, but we do need some volunteers. If you're working during the day, that wipes you out. I know that you can't do it, and I apologize. On the 22nd, we are going to need 4 volunteers. After that, just 2. Why? Because the other churches have already started responding, and they're going to send us help. So our friends at the Methodist Church, Church of the Atonement, Second Congregational, and St. Mary's and Blessed Sacrament actually are starting to respond. So the people will be here. So of course we'll be the host for that, in conjunction with the Westfield Food Pantry and Peppermill Catering, who rents out our kitchen. They'll be doing most of the cooking. So that will be great. And it's a wonderful opportunity for us that when we come face to face with God, when you were hungry, did you feed me? We can go, yep, we did. You're going to hear more about that during today's sermon. How about that for a little lead-in? Are there any other announcements this morning? Did I forget anything major? Hearing none, let us worship God.
Please join me in the call to worship found printed in your worship guide. Today we celebrate a special baptism. the baptism of Jesus of Nazareth. God says, look, see my chosen servant, the one in whom I utterly delight.
I have placed my spirit on him. He will bring true justice to the nations.
When Jesus was baptized, the heavens opened up. His spirit came down like a dove. And there was a voice from heaven saying,
this is my dearly loved Son, with whom I am delighted.
The joy of the Lord be with you all.
And also with you.
Remember your baptism as a mark of your acceptance and welcome into the care of Christ's church, where you may begin again your Christian faith and life. Together we pray. O God, we rejoice in your grace, given and received. We thank you that you claim us, that you wash us, strengthen us, and guide us, that you empower us to live a life worthy of our calling. In the way of Jesus, make us water in a dry and thirsty world. Establish us to be places of refreshment. Root us and nurture us in love, that with all your people, that we may rightly and justly serve you. Fill us with your fullness, that our lives may overflow in service.
You may be seated.
I'm going to fall right down the stairs. I just said to Cindy, I'm going to fall right down the stairs in this thing. So it's good.
So we just renewed our baptismal promises. Most of us, we talked about this way back in November, actually. And we talked about how most people were baptized at birth, when they were a little baby. first year of life. So that got me thinking a little bit. What does that mean? And then we renew it and we say it again. Does that mean we get to start over again? What do you think, Shay? Do we get to start over? Well, do we get to start as, do we get to have like a fresh start? What happens at the end of August every year? Anybody else? What happens at the end of August every year? We start what? We start school, right? Is it a fresh start every year? Yeah, it's a fresh start. So we begin again. And it allows us, regardless of what happened in our lives or what's been going on, that we can start again. And today, in church school, you're going to actually become involved in a month-long project that reminds you that you always get to start again. It's a whole circle of life. And you're going to then, you're going to come back and tell us what all these things are called. So be ready. By the end of January, there's a quiz. Yes. You're going to win? All right, there's going to be stickers. So let's pray. Good and gracious God, we give you thanks for the renewal of life. We give you thanks for our young people and for those who work with them, as we send them off to learn your ways through your word. Be with them, be with their instructors, and be with us. Amen. You may go to church school.
I have a question. What do you get if you win the quiz?
What do you get if you win the quiz? I have to think about that.
$1 million?
Maybe $1 million. Oh, man. Let us turn our attention to hear God's word.
A reading from the Acts of the Apostles. While Apollos was in Corinth, Paul passed through the interior regions and came to Ephesus, where he found some disciples. He said to them, "Did you receive the Holy Spirit when you became believers?" They replied, "No, we have not even heard that there is a Holy Spirit." Then he said, "Into what then were you baptized?" They answered, "Into John's baptism." Paul said, "John baptized with the baptism of repentance, telling the people to believe in the one who was to come after him, that is, in Jesus." On hearing this, they were baptized in the name of the Lord Jesus. When Paul had laid his hands on them, the Holy Spirit came upon them, and they spoke in tongues and prophecy. Altogether, there were about 12 of them. Our God is still speaking.
Thanks be to God.
Please join me in a responsive reading from Psalm 29, as found in your worship guide. Ascribe to the Lord, you gods, ascribe to the Lord glory and strength. Ascribe to the Lord the glory due the divine name. Worship the Lord in the beauty of holiness.
The voice of the Lord is upon the waters, the God of glory thunders. The Lord is upon the mighty waters.
The voice of the Lord is a powerful voice. The voice of the Lord is a voice of splendor.
The voice of the Lord breaks the cedar trees. The Lord breaks the cedars of the Lebanon, and makes the Lebanon skip like a calf, and Mount Hermon like a young wild ox.
The voice of the Lord splits the flames of fire. The voice of the Lord shakes the wilderness. The Lord shakes the wilderness of Kadesh.
The voice of the Lord makes the oak trees dry and strips the forest barren. And in the temple of the Lord, all are crying, "Glory!"
enthroned above the flood. The Lord sits enthroned as sovereign forevermore.
The Lord shall be strength of his people. The Lord shall give his people the blessing of peace.
Our gospel reading this morning comes to us from Mark's gospel. John the Baptizer appeared in the wilderness, proclaiming a baptism of repentance for the forgiveness of sins. And the whole Judean region and all the people of Jerusalem were going out to him and were baptized by him in the Jordan River, confessing their sins. Now John was clothed with camel's hair and with a leather belt around his waist, and he ate locusts and wild honey. He proclaimed, "The one who is more powerful than I is coming after me. I am not worthy to stoop down and untie the strap of his sandals. I have baptized you with water, but he will baptize you with the Holy Spirit." In those days, Jesus came from Nazareth of Galilee and was baptized by John in the Jordan. And just as he was coming up out of the water, he saw the heavens torn apart and the Spirit descending like a dove upon him. And a voice came from the heavens, "You are my Son, the Beloved. With you I am well pleased." The word of God for the people of God.
Thanks be to God.
Come and cool my tongue, cause I'm tormented in the
If you are retired, it's you retired from something and you had a job. The rest of us are still working. Some of us retired from one job and jumped into a whole new career. Not quite sure what I was thinking when I did that one, but anyway, here we are. But had you ever seen your job description? Some job descriptions are almost amusing, as there's no possible way that you could ever fulfill everything that comes in that description. Well, at least you can't do it every day. Some are easier than others, while others expect Herculean efforts for a peasant's salary. Regardless, when you agree to work, you agree to the conditions that are in the job description. Now, how will our employer determine if our performance is good, better, or best? Oftentimes, they will break it down by each line in the job description, or each bullet point, perhaps. And the indicators are usually things such as needs improvement, meets the description, exceeds the description. Now, if you're a teacher in Massachusetts, you know that this translates into unsatisfactory, start down here, unsatisfactory, needs improvement, proficient, exemplary. As teachers, we were told that the gold, I think they still are told, that the gold standard, if you will, was proficient. If you received this rating, you were all set, but was still given a few tips as to what you might do to improve. If you received an unsatisfactory way down on this end of the scale, you had 30 days to follow a plan to get your act together or a risk termination from work. That sounds like fun. If you had a needs improvement down in this part, you were put on an improvement plan. Oh, in case if you were wondering teacher-wise, I only finished up here, so. I only had proficient. And I'm not bragging, maybe I am, but I don't care. I did earn 2 exemplary ratings. The last time I got an exemplary, I turned in my retirement papers. I said, this will never happen again. I reached it, I'm out of here. Do pastors get evaluated? Yep. We do, much like the way I described the first one, though. Don't worry, you don't have to evaluate me today. There are times I feel as though there may be an unannounced or non-planned observation. One week, I look out in the congregation, and there were 4 retired ministers here. So, and I did get nervous for a moment. I thought for sure there must be some unannounced observation of the pastor going on. And you'll be interested to know, though, that I did ask and did receive some feedback that was pretty cool. One of which you'll see, but we can't deal with it until April or May. It's how I end up preaching so I can get to you like this or like that, but without losing a mic. We'll see what happens. In today's gospel passage from Mark, Jesus gets a version of feedback. He always figured that he was pretty much constantly being observed. His decision to be baptized by John, just like everyone else, was greeted with, "You are my son, the beloved. With you, I am well pleased." I guess you could say that Jesus got an exemplary rating that day. Christians have a job description, if you will. Early in our service today, we renewed our baptismal vows. Those could be a basic job description for us. Do we recognize the call to be God's people always? This means we don't get a break in the action. We are always God's people, regardless of being at home, work, school, play, or at church,
Remember, we agreed to this when we said, I do. So, are we unsatisfactory, needs improvement, proficient, or exemplary? Do we embrace the way of Jesus in faith and ministry? In the early Christian church, it was not called Christianity, but simply the way. It was called this by the followers of Jesus because it showed us the way in which to live. How do we follow the teachings of Jesus? Do we willingly and gladly find ways to feed the hungry, clothe the naked, shelter the homeless, visit those in need, make a phone call, send a card, etc., and so on? So, are we unsatisfactory, need improvement, proficient, or exemplary? Do we accept the nurture of the Holy Spirit who renews our spirit each day? Do we allow the Holy Spirit to embrace us and to give us the strength to press ahead, even when we think we cannot? Now, some days we're not feeling well and we really cannot press ahead. Rest assured, the job to be a Christian comes with sick time. But on a day-to-day basis, do we allow ourselves to be in the Spirit's embrace? Are we unsatisfactory, needs improvement, proficient, exemplary? Now, by virtue of the fact that you are here, and I am here, that we are here, or if people actually read this online, I don't think that any of us are unsatisfactory. That would mean we have 30 days to clean up our act or get out. I think all of us are trying and working on being good Christians. We do have a tendency to be very hard on ourselves. I implore all of us to not fall into this. Don't beat yourselves up too much, please. I don't think anybody's down at that end of the scale here within the unsatisfactory. But some of us, maybe a lot of us, might find that we need improvement on certain parts of our promises. Well, we can develop our own plan to see how we're doing. January is a great time to work on that plan if we find that we may need improvement. Others of us may feel that we are so we're proficient. I can buy that as long as you remember, as we remember, that the rating of proficient always comes with suggestions on how we can do better. If we are proficient at Christianity, we know that we can always be better. Now, the rating of exemplary means that we have a particular aspect of Christianity that we can model for other Christians. Since we are evaluating ourselves, we can get caught up into thinking, dang, I'm good. But for every aspect of the baptismal promises, maybe we have one thing down, but all of them? We've said this before, and we'll say it again. We are literally, literally practicing our faith until we get it right. It may take a long time until we can get to the part of a proficient or exemplary rating as Christians. The beautiful thing is this:
we have an evaluator who loves us unconditionally, regardless of our rating. Do we really get ratings for being a Christian? I don't think so. But let's not stop. Let's all work together to improve our rating as a Christian and even as a church. Can First Congregational Church of Westfield be the model for another church? Right now? I don't know. Someday? Wouldn't that be nice? If we could hold, if people held us up and said, that is an exemplary church. They've managed to hit all of those baptismal promises, and they're doing it, and we want to be like them. Only time and effort will tell. In the meantime, though, let us be at peace with ourselves, with each other, and with our God. Amen. Let's take a moment of quiet reflection, please. As we come to prayer this morning, we are ever mindful of the joys and concerns that are listed in our worship guide, as well as those joys and concerns that remain in the silence of our hearts, known only to us and to God. Today, we remember Armand, Olivia, Jonathan, Barbara, Ann, Jeff, Dave, Castle, Kathy, Shirley, Judy, Marilyn, Kurt, Ariana, John, Susan, Robert, Leslie, Tom, Jean, Linda. We remember our friends in senior care facilities for Nancy, Joan, Betty, Bob, Barry, and Leslie. And we celebrate with our over 80 birthdays coming this week. I don't know how, but Angelina's is on this list. And for Betty Ray. May God be with you. Please, pray with me. Gracious God, you are the Lord of our beginnings and of our endings and all that lies in between. We praise you for how you have poured out upon us blessing after blessing, for how you have reached out to us, for how you have come to us, for how you have spoken to us. Help us to live the faith you have given us. Loving God, we thank you for how Christ Jesus came among us and identified himself completely with us, going so far as to take upon himself our sin, our suffering, and finally, our death. Help us, Lord, to not hold back ourselves from identifying with him and with the church that was established in his name. May we indeed be united with him in his death, so that we might also share in his resurrection. Help us to commit ourselves to him and to the family he has called us to be a part of, to be members of his visible body here in this place, to be his disciples, his apostles, his evangelists, his teachers, his feet and his hands, his eyes and his ears, his light and his salt, day by day. Anoint all the people of your church, O God, that your will may be done and your name be glorified. Make us one as you are one, both those who are near and those who are far off. Anoint the grieving with your comfort, so that we may know your light even in the time of their deepest darkness. Anoint the broken in body and spirit with your healing, so that they may know you are Lord of all their days, and so that they may praise you each day, no matter what it may bring. Anoint, O God, all those for whom we now ask in the silence of our hearts. Lord, hear our prayer. O God of infinite mercy, pour your love out upon us each day. Pray through Jesus, your anointed one, he who first taught us to pray, as together we say, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts, as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever. Amen. God of redemption and new life, we focus once more this day on the greatest gift ever given, Jesus as our Savior. As he was baptized by John in the Jordan, we were able to share in his baptism and receive the promise of sharing in Jesus' resurrection. Help us to live and give of ourselves as those who know every day what a great gift we have been given. May it move us to give our whole selves more freely. And with this, our morning offering will be received. We offer these gifts that we have been given to be used, not for conquest and dominance, but for use in liberating the poor and hurting people who pray for our liberation as well as their own. Receive and multiply our gifts for life-giving ministry. Amen.
Amen.
Christ be beside us in times of struggle, and may the Spirit guide us back to the path wherever we stray, that we may keep the covenant. We go in peace and love to serve the Lord in the name of Christ. Amen.
Amen.